This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are listening to Well, Well, Well with Jason and Jill from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. How are you doing tonight, Jill?
I'm good, Jason. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good? Right. I'm good.
Tell me, what have we got coming up?
Well, we're going to be joined by Janet McLeod, who is the producer of the upcoming fundraising comedy gala for the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre called Short and Girly, which is bound to be a good fun night.
Yeah, the lineup's amazing.
As always, it's always a lot of fun.
That's a bumper show too.
But of course, we'll also be covering some of the latest news in health and HIV, and talking about some things happening in and around the community.
We will.
But of course, we'd love to hear from the listener, Jill.
We do.
We do indeed.
And the listener can contact us and let us know that they're listening. And you can contact us. You can call us on 1300-JOY-949 or you can email us on air@joy.org.au and we will get that right here in the studio. I know, it's crazy.
High tech.
It is extremely high tech. Or you can send an SMS to 0427-JOY-949. But before we go anywhere else, Jason, we have to say a very big, 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 big thank you to the Been There, Done That team for another great show. I can't believe it's census year.
What?
Well, I think I was just getting snippets and I think they said it was census year this year. I'll tell you why I think that's insane is because I feel like I just filled out those census forms yesterday.
Oh, time flies, Jill.
I know, I'm getting older.
I thought you were just going to tell me that you get really excited by census year.
I kind of do. I actually do. There's something a bit... I know, it's a bit sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just where were you at 6:30 on the Thursday, the 27th of March or something, and you have to fill it in there? News, Jason, what have we got? What are we doing first?
Oh, where do we begin, Jill? Oh, I don't know.
I know, it's a bumper news section.
It is a bit of a bumper news section. There's been lots happening. But we might start with a study that's getting underway in California, which picks up on the recent case in Berlin, where an HIV-positive man who was treated for leukemia with some stem cell gene therapy was essentially cured of his HIV status, according to his doctors. And San Francisco researchers are looking for HIV-positive volunteers to participate in a groundbreaking study that uses this gene therapy to modify patients' immune systems. So essentially looking at the treatment that was used for the Berlin patient to see whether or not... What we can learn from that, essentially. So the treatment is expected to be painless and carry a relatively low risk of side effects. By contrast, though, the patient in Germany received chemotherapy, immunosuppressive drugs to prevent transplant rejection. So obviously, this is just the beginning, I think, of what we're bound to see as a result of that patient in Berlin. Many, many research projects, I'm sure, looking into what exactly happened there and whether it can be reproduced.
Well, it's pretty major news, isn't it? It's the ramifications for this. Obviously, they're going to be wanting to dig pretty deep in terms of finding out exactly how this has happened, what other, how else it can kind of mutate or potentially be used in other people who are living with HIV.
Exactly. I mean, when it comes to looking at cure and vaccination and all those exciting areas, the more options that we have available in the research field, the better. I know we've talked quite a bit about the latest area of eradication, which is looking at kind of clearing it out of the dormant but actively infected HIV cells. But obviously this might present another option for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more options...
The better.
The better.
Indeed.
Indeed. I have to find a better word than saying indeed every 5 seconds.
It's text rubbing off on us.
It's such a text statement. Indeed, Dom.
I think it started... Yeah, anyway. Moving along.
But just before we do move along, I've got a further statement to make about that study, because the what you need to do in order to be a volunteer for this study, the profile is pretty harsh. Researchers are looking for HIV-positive people who have not taken antiretroviral drugs in the last 12 weeks, who are negative for hepatitis B and C, and whose T cell counts are higher than 500, which I reckon is...
Well, essentially,
and also who want to participate in the study.
Essentially, I guess what they're looking for are people that still have fairly strong immune systems to be able to to go through with it and not have any other complications like Hep B or Hep C.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see. I'm interested to follow that story.
There you go.
There's my little project.
Put a watching brief on it, Jill.
I will.
But kind of continuing in the area of cardiovascular health, which we touched on last week, there was a bit more news that came out of AIDSMAP.com, where researchers in the U.S. Recently published an article that demonstrated that the proportion of U.S. patients hospitalized because of stroke who are HIV negative has who are HIV positive has increased significantly over recent years. And this is at a time when stroke hospitalizations in the general U.S. population were falling. So obviously they highlighted that there's a significant rise of approximately 67% in the proportion of patients hospitalized for a stroke who had prevalent HIV infection. And they attributed this increase to evolving circumstances unique to HIV patients, such as the inflammatory effects of long-term infection with the virus, and likely also due to treatments.
And that's a pretty staggering stat, isn't it? 67% increase. But when I read this article, obviously I put my little devil's advocate cap on.
And you put it on, you mean it was...
It was actually off for a moment. I did think, I wonder, I know that they've said they equate it to the inflammatory effects of long-term infection with a virus, but I did actually wonder, because obviously there's more and more studies coming out, as we said last week, regarding the long-term effects of living with HIV for a longer period of time. And I did think, is there the potential that this could have something to do with medication?
It's entirely possible. I haven't noticed anything in the report.
No, and that's why.
That,
yeah.
Which is a bit unfortunate because essentially, you know, what's a stroke? Clogged arteries or a blocked artery that causes bleeding into the brain. What clogs arteries? You know, cholesterol levels, triglycerides, all the things that we were talking about last week as a result of that report. So I think there's probably many, many things that are playing up in this issue.
And along with lifestyle things such as smoking and not exercising, eating badly.
I love how you look to the side
when
as
I
you say smoking.
Soaking. But then when I look you straight in the eye when I say exercise.
Yeah, bring it. I was just saying how my legs are still canning from my PT session yesterday.
It's not a competition, but if it is.
If it was, I'd win.
Apparently I would.
Oh.
Anyway.
But the last but not least is a little bit more news from our own shores, really. And that is a recent case out of New South Wales where in what is deemed thought to be an Australian first, a plaintiff was awarded damages of $757,000 as a result of someone being exposed to HIV.
Which is
phenomenal. And being infected with HIV. Of course, this is straight out of Southern Star. And you can have a look at their website for more details at starobserver.com.au. It's a wonderful new website full of
really
juicy
good
bits of news.
Yeah, really, really good articles about
and
things that are happening.
It might
in the
be worthwhile covering this one a bit more because there's quite a bit of commentary on the website as well.
Yeah.
And the kind of level of community discourse and community views around the issue, I think, are particularly interesting.
Well, I think this was published. I think it's published in line with when it's published in paper format. So that's sort of 24 hours, and there was already 25 responses. And some of them are almost essays. I mean, people have really got significant comments to
very
make,
strong
which is kind of can be good. It depends, obviously, on what they're saying. But but it always, I always think if, you know, if a comment's negative or something, it's good because it's the impetus to
it, people are
make it
with
correct.
The issue and
yeah.
It creates an opportunity for dialogues.
So. Exactly, Jason.
Joining us in studio is Janet McLeod from the producer of Short and Girly, the comedy gala fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre.
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jill. Hello, Jason.
Welcome.
Hello, joyful people. I'm excited to be in here.
I'm loving the energy in here now.
Thanks, Jill. Jason and I aren't actually used to it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I know, because there's that temptation where everybody comes into a radio station and goes, yeah, and they sit back in their chair and they're miles away from the microphone, whereas I go, woo, I'm on radio, yeah!
Give me more attention.
You'll get your own show by the end of this interview. You'll get your own station.
Oh, go on. Start asking me things or I'll start telling you.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Well, as we already mentioned, you are producing the latest edition of Short and Girly.
Short and Girly, yes. Fundraiser with the VAC. It's on February the 12th, which is a Saturday night. Woohoo! 7:30 start. National Theatre in St Kilda. Yes, tickets are Ticketek.
There we go. I don't know what else to ask. There we go.
Thanks for coming in.
And my worker is done. Goodbye.
Now, aside from keeping yourself busy with Short and Girly, what else do you get up to?
What else do I get up to? Well, I produce a weekly comedy night called Local Laughs, which is on at the local tap house in St Kilda and Carlisle Street. So, and we're restarting back tomorrow night. Is our first night back for a while. We always get big names down. So we've got the Bedroom Philosopher, darling of the indie set, and
wow.
Jeff Green, UK comedians popping down. Felicity Ward, who's she's getting ready for the Adelaide Fringe Festival, so we couldn't get her for Short and Girly, but I've got her on tomorrow night at the local, which is tomorrow night, Monday night at the local.
Don't skip the weekend.
Look at that. I've just gone, it's Sunday. Oh, my gosh. And so, but Zara, who is on Short and Girly, is also popping down at the local on Monday. So I do that. I host trivia nights throughout Melbourne. I also do Cinema Fiasco with Jeff Wallace.
I'm interested a bit about that. I saw that on your bio.
Please explain.
Many Joy listeners will actually be familiar with Cinema Fiasco because, gosh knows, there's enough of them rock up down at the Astor Theatre. Now, the beautiful Art Deco Astor Theatre in St Kilda. We love it. We love it a lot.
Me too.
And once a month, then Jeff Wallace from Impro Melbourne and I, we have a show where what we do is we play a movie which could probably best be described as shithouse, a totally crap B-grade movie, and then we sit in the front row with microphones and we provide a running commentary. So it's like a DVD commentary.
That would be absolutely
live.
Fantastic. And so you've obviously seen the film before.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it a few times before. See, Jeff and I started this show pretty well just because that's what we used to do in the safety of our lounge room.
I was going to say, it sounds like it's been born in someone's lounge room.
It certainly had. So we've been watching bad movies together for 20 years and making fun of them and having a laugh. And so then we decided we'd take it into the theatre and besmirch the glorious Astor Theatre.
Now, what kind of movie are we talking about? Can you give us some examples?
Well, let's see. Things like The Thing with Two Heads, Scream, Blackula, Scream. We've got Coffee coming up. That's going to be great. Pam Grier is in it. She's awesome. We love her. At the Earth's Course, Rubber Dinosaurs, Reptilicus, the first and indeed the only Danish monster movie ever, which is just great. So we really do. We've got Houseboat Horror, the Australian first Australian movie coming up in March.
That would be interesting.
I want to go.
Houseboat Horror does have John Michael Howson in it as a cameo. Oh, yeah. Gavin Wood, the voiceover guy from Countdown.
Why wouldn't you go?
Alan Dale, now a respected character actor, is slumming it in this one. Brian Mannix from the Uncanny X-Men did the soundtrack. It's great. It is just awesome.
Now, when you could be having so much fun doing a Cinema Fiasco, why'd you get involved with Short and Girly?
Well, look, I've been producing shows in the comedy industry for quite some time, and so I've done a lot of lady gigs, all lady comedian gigs, and so the VAC tracked me down and asked if I'd like to produce this. And you know, I've gone to many a VAC event before and popped down to the stall at Midsummer, and so I thought this is a perfect match.
Excellent.
Now, this is it. So we love it. And the National Theatre is just also a perfect match for us.
It's a fantastic
venue, isn't it great? I love it.
Now, can you tell our listener about specifically this year's Short and Girly? Why would you bother?
Why is it special? Well, this year, dear listener, by the way, start logging onto your computer because you're going to want to buy tickets straight away when I tell you all about this. I'm so happy I managed to secure as our MC, the wonderful Julia Zamero, from Rock Quiz.
Who's just going to be amazing.
She's just great. So she's also an impro buddy. Well, there you go. Coincidentally, she's an impro buddy of Jeff, who does Cinema Fiasco with me. So I've known Julia for years. And we've also got Fiona O'Loughlin, who's just brilliant. Denise Scott, again, comedy genius. Geraldine Quinn, whose show Shut Up and Sing was just a joy last year. She's also picked up a Moosehead Award. She's been on Spicks and
Specs.
Picked
up a partner.
She hasn't picked up anything else, but feel free to have a chat to her after. I'm sure she'd appreciate it. Kate McLennan, who's going to be on Ben Elton's show that's being advertised at the moment. Geraldine Hickey, who is hilariously deadpan and phlegmatic. I bloody love Geraldine Hickey. Rachel Berger, again, a big supporter of the VAC over many a year, and she went off into theatre land last year doing Calendar Girls, so getting nudie on stage. Woo!
Which I believe was amazing.
And also her solo show. She had this wonderful one-woman show, Hold the Pickle, which was just great. So if she restages it, for God's sake, go. Cal Wilson, our favourite New Zealander. She's just so lovely. And Zara, who is, you can hear her on Joy doing the voiceovers for the Short and Girly promo. Oh. There you go.
She's an amazing
name. Oh, look, she's a hoot. She did breakfast radio in Perth for years with her husband, and so just is fantastic. So, yeah, she was a massive hit at last year's Short and Girly, where everybody suddenly discovered her. Went, who is this person? We don't know her. She's brilliant.
She's amazing.
Yes, that's right. That's who I get. Now, the current rumour is we're also going to be graced by another previous Short and Girly appearee. I'm going to make that a word, an appearee.
It's totally a word.
Ethel Chopp, everybody's favourite cranky old lady. So
wonderful.
I believe Ethel might be able to make it down.
She's absolutely hilarious. Just on that, I'm just going to tell a little story. I did hear her being interviewed on Joy once, and she said, I actually can't make the distinction between 9-year-old girls and sluts. She said, I'll be walking down the street and I'll see a girl in a short skirt and I'll think, are you a whore? No, you're just a 9-year-old girl.
It's so wrong.
It's so wrong, but so funny.
So funny.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So, and who knows who else we might have popping along. It just happens sometimes where there's those gigs where people just turn up. Like last year, Judith Lucy wasn't officially on the lineup, but then she turned up to co-host with Denise Scott, and it was... Now, they wore nude suits for the co-host.
I've seen the nude
it's
suits.
It's not Denise and Judith without the
I know. It's almost a prerequisite, isn't it?
I think one of the most... The great things was just a spur of the moment thing when I always make a set out of balloons because they're easy to set up and easy to take down. Pop, 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 pop. Hey, the set's
nice,
down, everybody.
Cheap as well.
I just give the balloons to the audience. Here, take them away. and so when they came back on after the second half, Scotty started rolling around in the balloons being excited and she got massively tangled in them.
That's sweet.
Had to send out the stage manager with scissors to get her out of it.
Love it.
Hilarious.
Fingers crossed for more mayhem like that this time, right?
Absolutely. Now, where can I ask how do you pick who's going to be on Short and Girly? Do you go, I want you, don't want you, but you can come next year?
Well, I guess there's only so many people who can go on the lineup and so many people who are available. So it's just a joyous conjunction there. That's where you go. I've said joyous quite a bit here. So
you're in the right place for it.
I keep seeing the word joy everywhere, and so it seems a good one to say. Why not? I'm going with it. Sometimes it's a matter of picking who are the new people that we're going to showcase. And again, it's like choosing between my children. But I'm so happy with the lineup that we've got.
It's absolutely spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
It's always a fantastic lineup, though, really.
It is. I mean, it's never a sort of you going, oh, I don't know, I can't really be bothered.
But you want to get a nice group of people together who really get on as well, because backstage is just as important and, quite frankly, just as hilarious.
I can imagine.
I wish the audience could have a camera backstage.
You
sometimes.
Should do that one year, or maybe
in
not.
In between sets.
Yeah.
Just have a big screen.
But just in between intermission, or having during intermission, just go, and now, just have this big drop-down screen.
Just have the secret spy camera.
And all these people going, oh, my God, that was the worst one I've ever done. I think that's fantastic.
All right, so before we let you run off and get involved with more comedy hilarity, give us what those details all over again.
What You Mean Short and Girly, that's on Saturday, February the 12th at the National Theatre in lovely St Kilda, and that you can book tickets via Ticketek. Yes, that's Ticketek, ticketek.com. You can get there via that, and you can also phone or see them in person at a Ticketek outlet. And it costs a certain amount of money. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Yes.
It's possibly $55 and 45 concession. Groups of eight or more. Go on. Get a group together. Have much fun.
Brilliant idea.
$50. Yeah, go on. Just look, there you go. There's a great idea. Just commit to buying eight tickets and then work out who the eight friends are.
Yeah.
That's what I've done in the past.
I've done that. Yeah. As well.
How much fun is it?
It's yeah. And everyone, then you go, oh no, there's nine people who want to come.
Too bad. Oops. Make it competitive. Fight for my love.
That's right. Well, I'm going, one of you has to love me a lot now.
Exactly. I'll start a bidding war.
There we go. So
all funds can be given to the Victorian AIDS Council.
Exactly. So, and well done our lovely sponsors for Short and Girly too. We got Bendigo Bank, Joy, Southern Star, National Theatre. I'm very excited.
Ooh. Some big names even in the sponsors.
Yeah. Us. That's right. So
shameless,
everybody,
Jill.
It's now time to do that thing that you know you have to do, which is get on the internet.
Exactly. We'll give you a few moments.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll just wait. Go on now. Go on to the computer. Wait. Switch it on. I know it takes a while to boot up. Yes, maybe you should go on Android. Yes, that's right. Now do it. And
that's all right. Close the porn window.
Yeah. Or maybe.
You're going to use all your broadband again.
Do I have time to tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay, the National Theatre. I was down at the National Theatre today having a photo shoot for some newspapers. And one of the people at the National was saying, he was bringing out props and things from the lost property just for the photo shoot. suggesting maybe you could have these. I said, where are these from? Oh, the lost property. And he said, yeah, we end up, it's almost about time that we took the bag down to the Salvos. And he said, people always leave things here. And the thing that amazes him is that they don't ring and ask for them. So he's got things like, there's jackets and umbrellas, as you'd expect. Cameras, phones, and car keys. And once, he assures me, somebody left a pair of skis. And better than that, he also has just said a couple of times he's found some self-pleasuring devices.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, I know that one of the upcoming productions is Fiddler on the Roof, but really... What is going on? Hopefully that wasn't during last Short and Girly.
Oh,
God knows the nude suits were on display.
That's right.
So,
gee, I'd love to have his job.
If you left a pair of skis at the National Theatre at some point.
Just give him a ring. They've still got them.
I think they've given them away. But, what were you doing? How did you forget them?
Why did you take them?
What was the production?
Exactly.
Sound of Music? No, that's you know, it's in Austria, but it's not. There's no snow.
Bring your own props. Well, not really.
Mysterious. So there you go. But yeah, they've got a big list of people who've rung saying they've lost something, but then they've also got the big bag of stuff that's lost stuff, but they don't correlate.
That's brilliant.
So I'm thinking that somewhere there's another theatre.
I can understand why someone hasn't called to pick up their lost self-pleasuring device or my handheld massage thing.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Exactly, that's all it is.
You'd always see advertised in the back of magazines with somebody just, you know,
just holding it
against their face. Yeah. That's what you'd... Yeah, that's what needed massaging, that cheek. That cheek.
Goodness. Well, if you're enjoying this as much as we are, get online to tickettet.com.au and grab yourself a ticket for Short and Girly.
Because Janet's not even on the show. This is
I'm just going to be
hanging. Producer.
This is the thing.
Imagine how good the show's going to be.
I'm going to hang around out in the foyer before, and Janet, I always do. I hang out in the foyer and talk to people and during the interval. And you know what else? I better get onto this. The last couple of years we've had, besides there's been a stall where you can buy VAC merch, I've also had craft on it. My mother has very kindly donated some more of the things that she's had. Been the knitted donuts.
I've got a teddy bear.
We actually have received a message asking about the knitted food.
Yeah, don't you worry. The knitted donuts are back. And I believe I might even have knitted sushi this year.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
I can't remember if I had the knitted nori rolls last year, but there is going to be a few more things like that. So we will
Brilliant.
Have craft.
Craft.
I can think of one person that will be very, very excited.
The knitted donuts. After popular demand, yes, we've got the chocolate ones too. Okay. So they look even more bizarre,
more strange.
So, yes, very high in fibre and low in calories. The knitted donut. See, there's yet another reason to come along to Short and Girly.
Yeah, that's right. Where else are you going to find one of those?
You just not, let me assure you.
Jason can barely talk. He's laughing.
Well, I better take a bit of a break to regain my breath.
Yeah.
But thanks again, Janet, for coming in. Best of luck
with
the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And anytime you want to come in and talk to us about knitted food, you're more than welcome.
Oh, hey, well, you know, I've got to come in for a Cinema Fiasco sometime.
Bring your mum.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That is a show.
I'll sit her in the corner and she can knit.
Yes. So we should probably just relay. Saturday, the 12th of February, 7:30. Get online at Ticketek for Short and Girly.
Indeed. Good fun. If you want more information, you can also check out the VicAids website, vicaids.asn.au.
You can.
You can. Jill, you can.
You can. You can.
But
we have some snippets of things.
We do have some snippets of things.
Oh, we're not doing snippets of things just yet.
Yeah, but that comes later, Jill.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Running sheet, follow it.
Okay.
Well, as you can clearly notice, Tex isn't here.
No, he's not.
He's a busy man.
He's frantic.
Frantically busy. And we love to help Tex out when he's not here. And even when he is here, sometimes we'll help him out. But, of course, he is actively involved in recruiting men who have sex with men for the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey. The periodic,
yes,
to
go.
Be short, for obvious reasons. And this is the last weekend, I believe, that they're recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be all over town. They are starting from tonight. They'll be at Subway, Wet on Wellington, Club 80, The Laird, and the Exchange, Peel, and Circuit from tomorrow night. So be sure to look out for those volunteers. If you haven't already filled out the periodic survey at Carnival or at any of the other venues, be sure to give the volunteers a couple minutes of your time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take very long, and it's really, really important. It helps us and lots of other people, not just us,
yep.
not just you and me, Jill,
yeah.
do the work that we do and develop appropriate evidence-based programming for the community. So,
yeah, it's essential.
Just give us a moment of your time, please. It's that time of the show that you've been waiting for, Jill. You've just been dying for this segment.
Snippets!
Yay!
So get your pen and paper ready because there's some things to share. Firstly, there is a complimentary dinner forum coming up to discuss how to manage aging with HIV. As we've been saying the last couple of weeks, quite an interesting topic, very topical for some people. And it is, don't say that it's topical and it's a topic.
It's a topical topic.
It's a topical topic. The evening is called Getting On With It Again, and it's about tips for aging with HIV. It is 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, 1st of February. And there will be guest speakers. There are Dr. Norm Roth, Ross Duffin, and Jenny McDonald. And I'm, excuse me, having to cough. Seating is limited, so RSVP is essential by Friday the 21st. So that's tomorrow, actually. So get in.
Get on it.
You can do that by phoning 9865 6772.
You might be able to do it via email if you go onto the website as well, if you want to get onto it right now.
Right now.
blwhvictoria.org.au.
There you go. Also, there is a workshop coming up for people who are recently diagnosed HIV positive. You can find the answers and get support that you're possibly looking for. It's an opportunity for gay and bisexual men who have been diagnosed HIV positive in the past 2 years or so to learn more about living with HIV. You can meet other recently diagnosed men and share your experiences in a safe and supportive environment. You can learn strategies for managing and making sense of HIV and explore the issues around disclosure, negotiating sex and relationships. And you can find out more or you can register for this workshop on 9865 6772. So the same number, 9865 6772. Sorry, 9865 6772. And I hasten to add, confidentiality is obviously assured at that workshop. So two very good things.
I believe the definition that they use for someone who's been recently diagnosed, that is someone who has been diagnosed in the past 2 years.
Yes, it says that, Jason.
Just pointing that out.
Yeah, okay.
Pointing it out. But I know we've been talking quite a bit about Short and Girly, which is the comedy gala fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, which is happening in February. But another big fundraiser that happens every year for us is Midsummer Mooning, which happens at the Laird Hotel. And that's going to be happening on the 29th of January. And for details on that, you can have a look at the Laird's website, lairdhotel.com, or check out the Midsummer Carnival Program Guide at midsummer.org.au. And you can pick up a ticket online, or you can enter as a competitor online. So if you're thinking about entering as a competitor, start thinking about your talent.
Yeah. You might be wanting to do some cardio as well before the 29th, which is next Saturday. And that's an amazing event. Obviously, I can't go because I'm a female. But that's good to know that females aren't allowed to go. So if there's females listening, then
you
can't actually go. But you can send all your mates.
And it was actually quite...
who are male.
It was quite, quite good fun last year because I believe... Judith Lucy and Denise Scott hosted the event.
Did they nude up for that?
I mean, as in the nude suits. They were in the nude suits with leather harnesses and strap-ons.
Class. Class all the
it
way.
It was brilliant. And I believe, actually, it ended with Judith Lucy buying an inflatable sex couch in the rapid auction.
An inflatable sex couch.
It was camouflage.
Right. I'm not even good. I'm sure you had to be there.
I mean,
I can imagine.
You did.
I can imagine.
I don't think she knew what she was getting herself into, but it was good fun.
Well, that's amazing. And also, just in closing, the 16th Annual Pride March is coming up, and it's on Sunday, the 6th of February. In Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, you assemble at 12 noon for a 2 o'clock start to join the march. And you can join us afterwards in the Katani Gardens for live entertainment and for refreshments. If you want to march with us, you can do so by checking out the website again, which is...
vicaids.asn.au.
There
you
go.
A for Apple, S for Sally, N for Nelly. .au.
And finale.
And but of course, Joy 94.9 will be looking for people to march along with them. And
indeed, as will PLWHO Victoria.
Everyone.
Everyone. We're all marching. We're all proud.
But of course, that comes to the end of our show, Jill.
But of course, that comes to the end of our show. Indeed, it does.
What are you saying? Why are you laughing?
Because you're going, but of course, that.
Yeah. Would you like
funny.
To say hello to anyone?
I'll say a very big hello to Tex and a very big hello
How do you
to
know
Harry.
He's listening. Because he sent about 5 messages.
He sent about 15 messages. I think that's indication enough.
But, of course, coming up next is Theme Party with Katie, Nat and Daniel. Do you know what the theme is?
I don't actually know.
Well, you'll have to stay tuned and find out. Have a great week and tune in next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.